This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is, God has plans for your future. Yesterday, we learned that Peter is the disciple who identified Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of the living God. We also know, according to the scriptures, that God reveals this truth to Peter, and he does so even though he knows Peter will later deny him. But when we follow Peter's life into the book of Acts, it's almost like he's a different Peter, because we learn in Acts chapter 9 that Peter turned several thousand souls to the Lord after he performs acts of healing. We learn also that there is a lame man for more than 40 years who regularly sits outside of the beautiful gate, and one morning Peter comes along and heals him. We see in Acts 9:40, Peter brings Tabitha back to life. So we see that Peter's life is a solid example of how one can come full circle. And it seems that God chooses us in spite of our past actions and shortcomings because he ultimately knows the plan he has for our future. I think we can agree that Peter has come a long way from his failed attempts to walk on water and his denial of Christ. The scripture today is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So tune in tomorrow as we talk about embracing those assignments we don't want. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.